is your favorite kind of weather. This is the kind of weather you love.
So great.
Like you can't see a damn thing out there. It's like we're in the Pacific Northwest or something.
Yeah, I don't love it.
What? How dare you?
I don't love it.
Look, I'm in a good mood.
I know.
You
know
what? I'm trying to stab you today.
I think that's what's wrong.
Yeah. Oh, it's because I like
this weather. I'm used to working with Eeyore. And
Eeyore.
Where did Eeyore go?
Yeah, it's been a few days since I've been called Eeyore.
You're always Eeyore.
That's true, except on days like this.
Right.
When you can't see a damn thing because of the clouds.
Right.
I love it.
I love it once.
Yeah, we're going to get a few days of it, apparently.
I'm good with it, like, today, and then tomorrow could be sunny again.
No. Ugh, vomit. Eeyore's back. Oh, that's so depressing.
Eeyore is back.
Hey, what's up, dog?
Hey, I don't know. I just walked in.
Hi.
It's 95.5 KLMS, Southern California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Hey, that's us. We have a lot of cash to give away at some point. Are you ready for this? They still haven't gotten that one.
No.
Yeah.
It's pistachio.
$11,200 is where it's at.
Wow.
We got to give that away today, man.
Very excited about that.
$11,200 for the KLOS $100,000 name game. We're going to play that sometime between now and 4. We got Kings tickets to give away.
Excellent.
We have tickets to Elton John.
No kidding. When he plays Dodger Stadium?
No, I was thinking we'd just sneak people into his hotel room. I mean, yes, it's going to be the, so that'll be kind of cool.
I'm going to that show.
That'll be at some point. Oh, yeah. Yep. Nice.
Weekend Next Door app update.
Ah, sweet.
On today's show.
Very cool.
You already finished with your Christmas shopping. F you.
Oh, I hate people like that.
But they exist.
Ah, really?
I'm finished. Yes.
I don't even get it done on the 24th.
Same. Drives me crazy.
No joke.
Drives me crazy. And give me five.
Yeah, today.
We're going to binge a band.
Yeah. You're going to do that from time to time. You know how sometimes you just like hit play on a whole bunch of your favorite bands and one band? That's what we're going to do today. We'll tell you later whom.
Let's give me five songs in a row at 5 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. Let's do a Weekend Next Door app update.
Ah, right on. All the psychos and they're so pissed off. It's
Next Door
phenomenal.
Next Door
app update.
Update is people being bad
over the weekend.
And it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Patrick said, this is why I should never have joined this crap email site. I don't know what he's upset about.
He nailed that. He understands the tech.
And Sal says, Patrick, first of all, this is not an email site. Get your facts straight or I will sue you. I do believe that a lot of people
just screw with other people.
I think that's I find that funny.
Oh, me too. I think that's where a lot of the weird conspiracy theories come from. They just are. We used to make up weird stuff and just see who would believe us.
Sure, of course.
Really weird stuff. I used to tell people my entire family was killed by plastic spoons, falling plastic spoons, and this one woman totally believed me. Like, I can't believe his family was killed by falling plastic spoons.
I don't know. There's something to that where you go, no, make up something that's stupid.
Right.
So maybe it happened.
But I think that's where a lot of this insanity comes from.
Did I already do who carved penis into my pumpkin?
No.
Obscene.
I don't think so.
Pumpkin vandal. Hi, neighbors. At some point yesterday, a person or persons that do not live in my building removed my uncarved pumpkin from my stoop, carved it, and replaced it with candles and all. They carved the word penis into the side.
Oh, wait, you got a picture of it. Oh, that's beautiful. That's a good job. That's not easy to do.
No, it's well done.
Yeah.
Somebody really spent some time and effort.
That's like the American pilots who near Russia flew in the form of a penis that you could only see on radar.
Which they say they didn't do on purpose, which is not possible.
No, not that perfect shape. That's for sure.
A guy named Mill, I think, says, it's windy as S. Seriously, nonstop for a week, especially in our neighborhood. Someone please call the police about this. Cat without color seen on Glenwood Road.
Oh, my God.
There's a couple of pictures. Hi, I saw this orange and white cat next door. Tried to coax it to come to me, but it ran away. It's the second time I've seen it.
What other things are you trying to coax to come to you, buddy? Leave the cat alone.
And then follow-up was, well, that was awkward. The cat apparently belongs to the neighbor whose yard I was crawling around in trying to get these photos. It was at home.
Well, why would you? Oh, whatever. Jeez.
Here's an apology. on Nextdoor app. I would like to apologize for my non-offensive comments. It was obviously too much for someone to handle and made their personal mission to report my appropriate comments. My comments come from a Christian heart, and I forgive your judgmental attitude. It's what Christ would want. I'm
sorry. You probably wouldn't know you're wasting time on Nextdoor app.
That's relatively funny. Does anyone know why a helicopter is flying back and forth this evening?
See, now that's a relatively normal question,
yes.
One that should be answered and addressed.
It is answered and addressed. It is flying very low. Something going on?
Right.
Question mark?
Fair question on Nextdoor app.
And somebody responds, helicopter mating season. The males fly low to show their tail rudder. Thing of beauty. Lucky to catch them in the wild.
Beautiful. That's the right answer.
And one last one. Mm-hmm. We're doing our weekend Nextdoor app update. Mm-hmm. Is this Molly or MDMA? Does anybody know what this pill is? Pink rectangular tablet with the ID Z3D. Google doesn't show any results. I found it in my son's room, and I'm very concerned. Thank you. And the response from Melanie is, it looks like a Pez candy to me. From a Pez dispenser. You have it upside down. Kind of seems like a rainy day song.
Yeah, it really does, right? I was just thinking that. Yeah, it sort of felt like that, yeah. You can get Riders on the Storm out at some point.
Let's not get crazy.
Okay.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo.
Did you see the dude up near Sacramento whose house got hit by a meteor?
I did.
A meteorite.
There's just a shell of the house left.
Just destroyed it.
This is just a hint of what's to come for the Earth. One of these days.
This is, let's see, NASA says that there is a southern Tiridates meteor shower.
Sure.
And that's where this came from.
Oh, yeah.
And it's literally a piece of rock that was on fire that destroyed this dude's home.
I mean, you know, there's more and more, since there's some more cameras everywhere that, you know, you see them streaking across the sky so much more. It's always fascinating to see, but to have one actually smash into your house, I guess I could do without that.
Is crazy.
Yeah, he said it was insanely loud, right? Oh, yeah.
Listen to this.
Oh, yeah, the audio.
It's quiet here in this secluded area of Nevada County. Rolling hills where cattle graze, where nothing happens.
Heard a big bang. I started to smell smoke, and I went onto my porch, and it was completely engulfed in flames.
You ever seen the movie Creepshow?
Yeah.
Meteor poop. Stephen King. That's one of my favorite scenes ever.
Can you imagine being that guy? Because they do show how... there's nothing around there.
Yeah, so you really see it coming.
Nothing. So it hits, and it's so loud.
Boom!
It's on fire, and everything's going crazy.
Until Friday night, it appears this bright ball of light, which lit up the dark Northern California sky around 7:30, landed in the middle of nowhere.
What do you think hit your house?
They said it was a meteor.
Yeah, that looked like a flaming basketball coming out of the sky.
Yeah, I heard that's what I heard the description as, flaming basketball.
Yeah.
It's like the Phoenix Suns logo, but I mean, that's just a perfect, you know, description of it, I think. Yeah,
no
definitely
kidding.
I feel very lucky that it was 30 feet away from me and not five.
And as Procida and his wife pick up the pieces of what's left of their home.
And there's not much. No. It is a shell.
It is nothing.
It did. It wiped it out.
They know they could have lost much more and realize the odds may be in their favor.
It said it's a 1 in 4 trillion chance.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Your home is destroyed.
Right.
On a 1 in 4 trillion chance?
A 1 in 4 trillion chance.
Oh,
unbelievable.
My God. That's insanity.
So, I guess I might be buying a lottery ticket today.
Yeah, you know. You don't need to do that. I already have it. I have that. I
you have the winter one?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, so you stole it from me.
No,
how'd you get
it
into my house and get it, you
bastard?
I bought
it today.
No. Oh,
and it'll
wait.
Be good for almost $2 billion
yes,
tonight.
Yes, it will, yes. Which is basically a payout of cash is almost a billion. Now.
Right. And when I get
about
that,
time.
I am going to be making it rain. More than this. All right, listen, it's November 7th.
That's unbelievable.
It's
how
the 7th
happen?
Of November.
How is that possible?
Fine. Mm-hmm. Fine. That's shocking.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I was talking to a friend who said very proudly, oh, yeah, I got all my Christmas shopping done.
What kind of friend is that?
Right?
What kind of show-off jerk?
I was like, really? What are you talking about? I haven't even thought of Christmas
yet. Do I know this person? Can I have a word with them?
No, you don't. But I'll let you have their information so you can have a word with them.
How is that possible? Dude, how many Christmas presents have you already bought?
Two.
Oh.
And you thought the answer would be zero.
Because my answer is zero.
Normally, my answer is your answer.
By, what is it today? You said November 7th. By December 7th, I will probably have bought zero.
Zero, okay.
I'm really bad with it.
Are you a big December 24th guy? Where you go to the malls and you just see what's left. Pick up the best of what's left and you hope they like it.
Man, you know, back when the internet was first getting started, I really did appreciate that you could, I would have a list and I'd go find the stuff, you know, and buy it and have it shipped. I'd buy stuff off eBay. I'd buy Etsy stuff.
It was the best, right?
It was great.
Yeah.
Now I just don't have time to do that even.
Yes, you
have time. No, I don't. I need to eat and sleep. And
right. Now, listen, I'm with you. I'm with you, but.
Yeah. How do you do it? Do you actually go out?
No, I buy it online.
But
they're done. They're finished. Like, and I said, everybody on your list.
How is that possible?
How many people are in your family?
I mean, I
four,
got
four, and I was like,
four.
Well, how do you already have all
four
shopped for?
I think they were lying or just trying to show you up.
No, I think they just think.
I think
ahead.
A lot of people are. Yes, exactly.
And it's annoying. People that are organized.
Yeah. Thoughtful.
So you have finished your Christmas shopping. We would like a yellow.
Or, what's the latest?
955-KLOS.
What's like the latest you do? Either or. You know, if you're like coming in, I'm like, I always get it done on the 23rd.
Or what's the latest you've
gone? Yeah, yeah.
Because I have gone December 24th.
I've actually like, all right, your present's coming in early January.
Oh, I've done that too. You ordered on like December 15th and it's not going to be here till later.
Oh, I don't know what happened with the shipping.
Mm.
Golly gee, I ordered that a long time ago for you.
Then you go back and you order it for the first time.
Exactly.
818-955-KLOS. It's much, much, much too early to be done with your Christmas shopping.
But if you are, we're really impressed.
And
we will mock you.
Yes, 818-955-KLOS. It's November 7th.
Yep.
And I had a friend tell me that they were done with their Christmas shopping.
What? I mean, I'm pretty organized. I get things done ahead of time. Never anything like that, ever.
Are you finished?
No.
Okay, good.
Everybody's getting coal.
So then, yes.
Have you seriously ever given any of your kids or family that kind of present?
Yes, I have. I gave it to my father-in-law last year, and I wrapped it and quadruple wrapped it, and there was like 8 layers of different things he had to cut through, and it was zip-tied together, and he opened it up, and it was just like a little piece of Kingsford charcoal inside.
Was it comedy? Like, did he find it funny?
Well, I don't know. I was laughing.
What? Here's the question, though. Was your wife laughing?
Yeah, there you go.
She was more annoyed that it took him like 10 minutes just to get a piece of coal.
That's beautiful, dude. Well done.
I love that you actually followed through with the piece of coal.
Yes.
Yeah, but I made up for it because then I handed him a handcrafted set of dominoes, which he likes to play.
Wow.
Well, that's cool.
Wow, that's kind of a... all right.
That's good.
It's not as impressive.
Yeah, you should have stuck with a coal.
Right.
Screw him. But thanks for calling, man. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, about the Christmas stuff?
You finished?
I actually will be done as of Thursday.
Oh, wow. That's so annoying. How do you do that?
Yeah, how?
I literally start the first week of November, and come Christmas, I don't even want to think about it. I want to enjoy my holiday.
I do too.
But the first
of
November was 6 days ago. Yeah. How are you already finished?
It's easy. I just tell my kids, what do you want? And then I order it, have it shipped to them, and I'm done.
Well, that's impressive.
Do you put up a Christmas tree? You don't like that either.
No, I put it up. My daughter actually wanted to put it up the day after Halloween, and I told her no.
That's good work on your part. Do you get done at about this time every year?
Yeah.
I get my husband, 3 kids, 3 grandkids, a daughter's boyfriend, and his 2 kids.
Done by this time every year?
Yes.
Damn. Yep. Impressive.
Wow, I want to yell at you because it's annoying, but it's so impressive.
It's impressive, yeah. I have an idea. Nothing. Do our shopping. We'll send you the list.
Great.
Or just think
you
of stuff.
You give it to me?
Yeah.
Credit cards and I'll be done.
Woo! Awesome.
We'll send our credit cards right over.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
You too.
818-955-KLOS.
You already finished your Christmas shopping?
Woo! I have a friend who's already finished Christmas shopping.
That is unbelievable.
It's November 7th.
That is unbelievable.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
How dare they show everybody else up? I'm done.
I'm finished already.
I thought about it and I bought my friends and family wonderful things.
I buy stuff all year round.
And it's already done.
We hate you. But we're going to talk to you. KLOS, hello.
Hey. I buy Christmas gifts only for my three children.
Mm-hmm.
And I always do it on time. And
but are you done now?
Oh, yeah.
You're finished.
Yeah, and I bought them the same gifts, all three of them, the same gifts for the last 16 years.
Okay, then. How hard can that be? What
are they? Yeah.
AAA Road Insurance.
You know nobody likes you, right?
I'm sure they're excited as hell.
Nothing says Christmas like AAA Road Insurance.
Well, I know they're safe, and they don't have to call me to fix their car.
And best part, they don't have to call you to fix their car.
Right, but let me just run this by you. Isn't something else a better Christmas gift?
I'm sure there are, but you know, this is, we're talking about safety of the family.
Sure. I understand that. I'm saying you could have safety of the family.
And one thoughtful present.
Also give them a gift they like.
Something that fits their personality. Just one.
It's one thing.
Wait, is this my dad on the phone? Are you dad?
Hey, did you know that Sluggo gave him a piece of wood from the backyard for Christmas one year?
He wrapped it all up real nice with a bow on it and put it under the tree and waited for me to open it up, and there it was, piece of wood.
Yeah, you know, giving gifts is really hard.
Right.
You know, you really put your heart into it.
Like you do with AAA?
Well.
Hey, are you a AAA employee? Is this some sort of commercial plant? We're changing our mind. We slammed on the brakes.
We're changing our mind. We were going to binge
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
A hell of a lot of Led Zeppelin today, but
instead, we're going to go with the topic of rain in the title.
Because look outside, man.
Give me five.
So, five songs about rain, with rain in the title, rain.
Something having to do with rain.
Yeah.
With Kevin and Sluggo.
Call us now, 818-955-KLOS with your suggestions. And I thought it would only appropriate since, I am Eeyore and I'm only happy when it rains that we would. You know, some songs are self-incriminating.
Yeah.
Every lyric in that song, I 100% identify with.
It's so great.
It is. It's so good.
I love that song.
So it's rain songs on Give Me Five today.
Five songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme, of course, is rain. And Serena and Santa Ana wanted to hear CCR, who will stop the rain.
Good question. Don't stop it. I love it. Keep it coming. I'm only happy when it rains.
We are doing Give Me Five with the theme of rain. And Brolando Jones says, does this count? The Who? Love Rain Over Me?
I mean, it's kind of a cheat, but you know what? I love a good cheat.
I love a good cheat,
That's
too.
That's a perfect idea.
Sure.
It's all rain songs. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, nothing better than November rain in November when it's raining.
Hey, that's a fact.
Good thinking.
Yeah, that's very good. November rain in November, and it's raining.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, sir.
I like that.
All right.
By the way, there's a new version they've decided to gift the world, GNR, November Rain. If you want to find it, it's parked on YouTube as we speak, as we enjoy verbal intercourse together right now. Kevin, are you able to guess what number one is on the Give Me Five Rain songs today?
November Rain.
Nope.
By Guns N' Roses.
That was one of them. That was a very good suggestion. I hadn't even thought of it. That's pathetic. I mean, sort of thought of it, but not the November connections.
I mean, it is November, and it's raining. Yeah.
And, of course, there's Riders on the Storm. That's another 4 hours. We're going to do that. If you're here, the robot says it's going to play it at 1 in the morning tonight.
Okay.
So, while it's pouring rain, get your special significant other.
Set your alarm.
Yeah, set a fire, even if you don't have a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And be ready for Riders on the Storm.
And enjoy that.
But the number one song on the Give Me Five is coming up in a few minutes, right after these exciting commercial messages.
Plus,
can you guess what it is? What?
Plus, King's tickets.
Oh, yeah!
And another shot at the KLOS name game.
Oh, yeah! I mean, we're getting so much rain that it's spilling over. The Give Me Five is spilling over into this second half of
the
hour.
We've only done four, so this is our fifth song.
Yeah, yeah. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, what's going on?
Doing Give Me Five. The theme is rain.
Yeah, I want to do Led Zeppelin with Fool in the Rain.
Nice one. Who are you?
Josh from Hemet.
Josh, let me ask you a question out there in Hemet. If you were to step outside into the rain right now, would you in fact be a fool in the rain?
Anytime I'm in the rain, bro.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. We have four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Minnesota Wild tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena.
You call her 13 right now. We got a little trivia question or something. We'll throw something at you, and if you can answer Kevin's really grueling,
it's not going to be that tough.
Horrifying.
Won't be that hard.
Then you're going to go. 818-955 KLOS. Be caller 13 right now. Good luck.
KLOS, who is this?
Jeff.
All right, Jeff. In hockey slang, when a player is doing this, he's described as doing a flamingo. What does that mean? What is he doing?
Standing still.
Close.
Standing on one leg?
Standing on one leg.
Oh, very nice.
To avoid a shot, yes.
Nice. Yeah.
We'll give you that.
He's very generous today. It's the rain.
Okay, I'll take it.
It makes Kevin happy.
You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Minnesota Wild tomorrow at Crypto.com Arena, and everybody else can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets.
Congratulations.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. In the Weekend Next Door app update, a woman found a pill in her son's room. It looked suspicious. It had the letter ZEP on the pill. Mm-hmm. So she asked everybody if it was ecstasy. And somebody pointed out that she had it upside down and it was Pez.
I got to say, though, I've gotten higher on Pez than any other drug I've ever done.
Yeah, true.
It's amazing.
A meteor hit a California man's house and it burned to the ground. Yeah. The odds against that are 1 in 4 trillion.
So a little bit better than the odds of the lottery we're playing.
Which I think is like 1 in 297 million. But it's worth a couple of $1 billion.
And immediately put me in mind of Stephen King and Creepshow, that whole thing.
And congratulations to Kate.
Yeah, Kate!
Who just won $11,600 in the KLOS $100,000 name game.
It was Bolt, by the way. That's what we were looking for.
By coming up with the word Bolt as something you would find at a construction site with a one-word name.
Yep.
You can play again tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
What do you got in your little hand right there, Kevin?
Tickets to see Elton John on his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour.
He's like, all right, I've had enough of this. I'm done.
Opening night, Thursday, November 17th at Dodger Stadium.
When do you propose to give these tickets away?
As soon as you hear an Elton John song, be caller 13.
All right, between now and 7, we'll play something from Elton John and your caller 13. Off you go!
Nope. They do a fine job with that song on their own.
That was 95.5
KLOS. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have Tammy on the phone. Tammy, you're calling. Why?
Well, I'm hoping I'm getting some Elton John tickets.
You're getting some Elton John tickets.
No f***ing way.
Yes f***ing way.
I know I'm not supposed to say that, but oh my God, I never win anything. This is amazing.
Have you ever seen Elton John?
I have not.
Wow.
He really is one of those people who you should see once.
That's a fact. And you're going to.
You know what? In this last year, I've seen the Stones, Rod Stewart.
Wow.
And yeah, this will just like top it all off.
Nice. Yeah, you're going to go to Dodger Stadium opening night a week from this Thursday to see Elton John play.
Fantastic. You guys are the best.
Have a great time. Everybody else can get tickets at eltonjohn.com.
Sweet.
Another chance for you to play the KLOS $100,000 name game coming up before 4 o'clock.
That is if the phone is working.
Is the phone not working?
No, I don't know. Apparently not. Maybe. We'll
dear
see.
Lord, every day.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Every day we come in and we go, well,
I shouldn't have spilled that beer on
the
phone.
What works? What doesn't work? That's hilarious, but you didn't do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Unfortunately.
I should.
I wish you did. That would be easy.
Yeah, maybe I'll help.
Then it would be easy to figure it out. If you would like to win a little dough today.
A little dough.
Perhaps you could use a little dough today. In the rain, you could play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Yeah, man. It's sitting at $11,200 right now because it's been a while since anyone guessed our word.
Be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS and we'll play next.
Another rainy day song. An excuse to get in the car.
That is true.
The name game.
We have a lot of money here.
We do.
$11,200.
That is unbelievable.
KLOS, who is this?
Hi, is John.
John, you're caller 13.
Oh, no way. Really? Yep. Damn, I've been trying to get the call in for like a while, long time.
Well, you got it. And it's up to $11,200.
Okay.
We are looking for something you would find at a construction site with a one-word name.
And the last couple of guesses, John, were bucket, like bring me a bucket, and fence. So those aren't the right answers. What word do you have for $11,200?
We'll go with workers.
Workers.
I like the angle. Smart. Smart.
Butt ox. That's not the right.
Incorrect.
Damn it, John.
Damn it.
$11,400 next hour, John.
So play with us again.
Okay, I'll call again.
Right on, dude. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
I wonder if anyone wants to play the name game.
I will say this.
Yeah.
We tell you very specifically when to call for the name game.
Am I calling for the game?
So when you call
all
hour,
for the game?
And then we, if we sound frustrated, it's possible that that's on you. Because we're saying right now it's time.
Now is the time. Ah!
To call for the name game.
Be caller 13 because it's sitting at $11,400. That's why everybody's calling it.
Correct.
$11,400 for one word.
818-955-KLOS.
Caller 13, you can give us that word. Got it. Wake up at 2 in the morning hearing this song in your head, Kevin?
I do, yeah.
Do you want to play?
I wake up singing it just by myself.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's
I
lovely.
Bet it's pretty.
KLOS, who's this?
Y'all, what's up? This is Sergio.
Sergio! You are caller 13.
Yes! I got through.
Ding, 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 ding.
That means you get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. We are looking for something you'd find at a construction site with a one-word name.
The last couple of guesses were bucket and workers, and those are wrong. So, Sergio, for $11,400, what's the one word we're looking for right now?
The one word would be a radio.
Radio. What is
I
that?
Wish.
What's
no.
a radio? I don't know what that is. I've heard of a radio.
A radio.
What's radio.
That sounds terrible. I bet it's a bunch of DJs and bad music and commercials. And
it's terrible.
Sorry, Sergio. Good guess. They definitely have radios
thank
out
you.
There.
They do. Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Next right. hour, $11,600.
Make your plans and your arrangements now to be listening at 1 o'clock this morning when we play you The Doors, Riders on the Storm. You're going to have whomever over, and it'll be on, and you can have the fire going, and, you know.
Weird
know.
Tease. That's a weird tease.
You know.
We have $11,400. I'm sorry, $11,600.
What?
For the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Wow.
If you'd like to play, be caller 13 818-955-KLOS.
Be caller 13 and you can give us the word we're looking for. That $11,600 will go to you.
Good luck.
Great song. Great sound effects. Hey, let's play a game. The name game. Yeah, that one. Why not?
The name game.
Nobody's going to win this ever. This game is going to go on forever and ever and ever.
It's up to $11,600.
Unbelievable.
I don't think we've ever gone that high.
I don't think so, yeah.
KLOS, who's this?
Hi. Oh, my gosh. It's Kate.
What's your name, Kate?
Yes.
Kate.
You're caller 13.
Well done, you.
Oh, my goodness. Yay.
Let's play a little game, shall we?
You have a shot at $11,600. We are looking for something you'd find on a construction site with a one-word name.
And let me tell you, Kate, the last couple of guesses were radio and workers, and those were wrong. So for $11,600, what do you think you would find on a construction site?
Has anybody said bolts?
They have not.
What?
They have not.
Damn it.
They haven't said it, but that's a good thing because that means you win.
It's correct. We were looking.
It is not.
We were looking for bolt.
Bolt.
You okay, won.
Bolt. No, I did not.
$11,600.
Oh my god! Wow! Oh my god! Wow!
Nope.
We're not kidding you at all.
Nope.
Oh, my God!
$11,600. What are you going to do with all that damn loot?
Oh, my God. I can't even believe it.
The word is bolts. Yes, that's what we were looking for.
Bolt or bolts?
Thank you, guys.
$11,600.
That's by far the most we've given out on any of these games. By far. And you just took it. You just walked up, Kate, and you said, give me that money. Here's the word bolt. Well done, you.
Thank you guys so much. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
It was on this day in rock in 1995 when Alice in Chains' self-titled album finally released on compact disc and cassette. Up until that time, it had only existed on vinyl. SARS was happening on this day in rock in 2003, and in Hong Kong, tourism was suffering big time, so they hired the Rolling Stones to play the concert, the Harbor Fest, for 13,000 people to prove it's all safe. Come on down.